I'm very happy now to welcome Craig Anderson. He is Executive Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts here in Santa Fe. Welcome to KSFR.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. Nice to be here.
So you've been doing this since the 1st of August.
That's right.
And this is an organization which has a wonderful and also crazy roller coaster of a history that's, in the 20 years that I've lived here, has gone through many changes of management, almost folded on more than one occasion. When you come into an organization with a long and kind of crazy history like that, what do you do? How do you handle it?
Well, you ask a lot of questions. You come in with your eyes open. You have to be aware of the history. I mean, I've lived in Santa Fe for about the same period of time that you have. I have a long history of working in arts organizations in Santa Fe, including 7 years over at Site Santa Fe and 2 years over at the Museums of New Mexico as a director of Exhibit Central, and another long stretch over at the IAIA. So, yeah, I mean, I asked a lot of questions before I arrived. I'd been away for 2 years. I was somewhat aware, but not completely aware of the history. But my sense of returning and taking this position was that I have a real strong sense of community. I feel like there are a lot of things that are going on in Santa Fe that aren't going on elsewhere. A lot of very searching, deeply felt issues that a lot of communities never get to.
And what do you mean?
Well, in a way, I'll give you a boost here. Your program over the years, I think, addresses many of the issues that are really essential to the community. There are things that in some cultures, in some locations, in various contexts, are just not raised, not spoken, not discussed. And I feel that one of the things that drew me toward the Center for Contemporary Arts is that at CCA, I feel that there's an opportunity to be a little bit out on the edge, to address issues that are a little out of the mainstream, a little more of a risk. And I think that there needs to be an institution in Santa Fe that really takes that position. And I think that, you know, to address the issue of the history, I'm willing, as an executive director, to take some calculated risks. I'm not willing to take blind risks. It takes a bit of courage and a bit of experience and some savvy to kind of negotiate that terrain, but it kind of reflects who I am as a person and how I've lived my life, and so I feel very much at home over there.
Now, what is your vision, building on the many strengths that this place has, and I suppose the Cinematheque is, in a way, the longest and strongest institution at the CCA, or certainly one of its great strengths, but also so many art exhibitions and community events. Building on those, what is your vision for how to take the CCA forward?
Well, since arriving 2 months ago, I've spent probably 75% of my time just looking at finance, raising money, applying for grants. And you mentioned the Cinematheque. Certainly that's been a cornerstone at CCA. Jason and Javier have been key to the success of this longstanding operation. Native Cinema Showcase, direct collaboration with New Mexico Film Office, Smithsonian during Indian Market, you know, very successful in addressing a market that is not really addressed elsewhere. You know, we're looking forward to 2011. I'm writing a lot of grants for exhibitions and programs in 2011. We're collaborating with the New Mexico Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts on a lecture series. We had Diane Armitage over at CCA. She gave a terrific lecture on women's history, women art history. And a major sponsor of the collaboration on National Museum of Women in the Arts is the Simon Charitable Foundation here in Santa Fe, and also Susan Burke has been working closely with me. She's one of the main organizers of the lecture series and the exhibition. One of the other things that we're doing is collaborating in every way that we can with a very diverse set of entities, individuals, organizations. delightfully, we're able to collaborate with Site Santa Fe and the Santa Fe Opera on the advanced screening of the R21 feature documentary, William Kentridge, Anything is Possible. That's going to be October 14th at 6 p.m. over at CCA. Kentridge is a great artist. He's from South Africa. He was in one of the biennials that I helped assemble and install over at at Site Santa Fe many years back. An exceptional artist, social activist. It'll be really exciting. So, I mean, vision covers a lot of territory. When I landed at CCA, I realized directly that, you know, there were things that needed attention in a very fundamental context. So I've been spending a lot of time on fundamentals.
Fundamentals like keeping the organization financially solvent?
That's right at the top of the list, of course, although we've been operating on a balanced budget as an institution for the last 7 months. And, you know, we've received some important grant money from foundations, and we're also continually writing grants. So that's certainly in gear and moving forward.
When you think about the CCA, it seems to be doing a lot of, historically doing a lot of a kind of interesting mixture of national and internationally based work. I mean, the films, of course, come from everywhere, and some of the artists come from far away, but it's also very much of a community organization, and having those things going. I mean, Site Santa Fe is a amazing place that really is focused on the world and is trying to make itself visible in the eyes of the world and is not so much about, you wouldn't call it a community arts center, whereas the CCA really is, but is also has a wider vision than that. So how do you sort of combine all those things?
Well, I know Site Santa Fe historically because I spent 7 years there, and it has a mission and a vision that's very separate from the Center for Contemporary Arts. Site brings many interesting programs, exhibitions, artists, etc., into Santa Fe. Whereas I think the Center for Contemporary Arts is really about things that emerge from Santa Fe. One of the things that's really important to me as I'm taking this position on is working with younger people. When I look at the demographic at CCA, I realize that many of the folks that are there coming in for the programs, exhibitions, etc. now, are the people who made it happen 30 years ago,
right.
25 years ago. And one of the grants that I wrote is to a major foundation in New York City regarding a group of young artists that I really hope to work with in the spring of 2011. It's a little dicey because I don't know if we're going to get the grant. We don't know until January 1st, so rather not say anything about it until the funding's in place. And then in addition, there's another major artist from Santa Fe that I'm considering for an exhibition in the summer of 2011, and grant money also pending on that one. But it's an exhibition that I think is timely. It's going to be very exciting, and it'll be a collaboration of a number of people and entities coming together to do that. So,
now, is grant money hard to come by in this economy? Is there more competition for fewer dollars and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's grants are always tough, I think, because there's a lot of competition always. But even now, as you say, because the economy is not where we would all like it to be, it's even tougher. So you rely on writing skills, you rely on the basic ability to conceptualize a program that you're doing and trying to fit to the premise of why the foundation is in existence, and try to match up funders with programs. And
you've got such a long track record as an institution. I mean, the place has been here for decades.
Yeah, 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we've written over $200,000 worth of grants just in the last 2-3 months. It was in motion already when I arrived, and I've been working really diligently on that since. We've been able to secure a very large grant from a local foundation for capital improvements.
Oh, how wonderful. Yeah. That's always hard to... Buildings and all that kind of stuff is...
Absolutely.
Tricky.
And unrestricted funding is also tough to find, you know?
Right,
you
right. Can, paying salaries and
yeah,
lights
yeah.
and electricity.
And I... you know, I should take this opportunity to just say unequivocally that the current board at CCA and other anonymous individuals have just been extraordinarily generous and have really come to the plate and delivered to give CCA another opportunity here.
Now, you have an amazing, would you call it, campus over there? I mean, it's a lot of land and buildings with exhibition space, the new building, the old building. It's mm-hmm. it's quite an extraordinary place that is probably the envy of any community arts center in the country.
Yeah, it's a remarkable spot. I mean, it's a fairly large campus, a number of acres. It's overseen by the Department of Cultural Affairs, and we have a 99-year lease. Also on the property is the Santa Fe Children's Museum and the Bataan Memorial Military Museum. So it's an interesting mix. You know, there's room for everybody. And just in the same way, you know, I think a segue could be made here to just say that, you know, among all of the organizations, and everything from the Georgia O'Keeffe to Museums of New Mexico, Site Santa Fe, Santa Fe Art Institute, everybody has a mission, a vision. They're providing really important programming and bringing important individuals and important concepts into the community. And I'm really open to collaboration, and you know, we're already moving in that direction with Site Santa Fe. I've had a couple meetings with Rob Krett over at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. He's a really interesting character as well. And so basically, by nature, I'm an optimistic skeptic, but
That's a good thing to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's a realistic thing to be. But I'm very optimistic about where we're headed, and I just think that CCA has a terrific future.
Craig Anderson is Executive Director of the Center for Contemporary Arts, also known as the CCA, right here in Santa Fe. They're on the web at ccasantafe.org. Their phone number is 982-1338. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Mayor Charlotte.